On a thought for today, now here's Marcia from the album Understanding Heart.
Sometimes the night seems to go on forever, and none of my dreams come true. And just when I think that I'll never make it, that's when his light breaks through.
From 1984, the album Understanding Heart, that's Marcia. That's about all I can tell you right now. On the thought for today, we're going to be going into the Psalms, into a history of the nation of Israel. Briefly, this is contained in the Psalm 78. I'm going to be reading this rather quickly because there's a lot to it. There's 72 verses. So if you would like to have more understanding, I suggest that you get yourself these scriptures to take them out and open up the book of Psalms to number 78 there, to Psalm 78. A history of the Israelites, or the Hebraic people. Psalm 78, verse 1. O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will show you lessons from our history, stories handed down to us from former generations. I will reveal these truths to you so that you can describe these magnificent deeds of Yahweh to your children and tell them about the mighty miracles he did. For he gave his laws to us and commanded our fathers to teach them to their children, so that they in turn could teach their children too. Thus his laws passed down from generation to generation. In this way, each generation has been able to obey his laws and to set its hope anew on Yahweh and not forget his powerful miracles. Thus they did not need to be as their fathers were, stubborn, rebellious, unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to Yahweh. The people of Ephraim, though fully armed, turned their backs and fled when the day of battle came, because they didn't obey his laws. They refused to follow his ways, and they forgot about the wonderful miracles Yahweh had done for them and for their fathers in Egypt. For he divided the sea before them and led them through. Now here's where I'm going to be speeding up a little bit, because you probably already know the story. The water stood banked up along both sides of them. In the daytime he led them by a cloud, and at night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them plenty of water, as though gushing from a stream. Streams poured from the rock, flowing like a river. Yet they kept on with their rebellion, sinning against Yahweh, who is above all Elohim. They murmured and complained, demanding other food that Yahweh was giving them. They even spoke against Yahweh himself. Why can't he give us decent food as well as water? They grumbled. Yahweh heard them and was angry. The fire of his wrath burned against Israel because they didn't believe in Yahweh or trust him to care for them. They didn't believe in Yahweh to trust in him for salvation. Even though he commanded the skies to open, he opened the windows of heaven and rained down manna for their food. He gave them bread from heaven. They ate messengers' food, or angels. He gave them all that they could hold. And he led forth the east wind and guided the south wind by his mighty power. He rained down birds as thick as dust, clouds of them like sands along the shore. He caused the birds to fall to the ground among the tents. The people ate their fill. That was manna. He gave them what they asked for, but they hardly finished eating, and the meat was yet in their mouths, when the anger of Yahweh rose against them and killed the finest of Israel's young men. Yet even so, the people kept on sinning and refused to believe in miracles of Yahweh. So he cut their lives short and gave them years of terror and disaster. Then at last, when he had ruined them, they walked a while behind him. How earnestly they turned around and followed him. Then they remembered that Yahweh was their rock, that their Savior was Yahweh above all Elohim. But it was only with their words they followed him, not with their hearts. Their hearts were far away. They did not keep their promises. Yet he was merciful and forgave their sins and didn't destroy them all. Many and many a time he held back his anger, for he remembered that they were merely mortal men, gone in a moment like the breath of a wind. Oh, how often they rebelled against him in those desert years and grieved his heart. Again and again they turned away and tempted Yahweh to kill them, and limited the separated one of Israel from giving them his blessings. They forgot his power and love, and how he had rescued them from their enemies. They forgot the plagues he sent upon the Egyptians in Tanis or in Zoan. How he turned their rivers into blood so that no one could drink, and how he sent vast swarms of flies to fill the land, and how the frogs had covered all of Egypt. He gave their crops to caterpillars, and I'm reading in verse 46. He gave their crops to caterpillars. Their harvest was consumed by locusts. He destroyed their grapevines and their sycamores with hail. Their cattle died in the fields, mortally wounded by ice balls from heaven. Their sheep were killed by lightning. He loosed on them the fierceness of his anger, sending sorrow and trouble. He dispatched against them a band of destroying messengers. He gave free course to his anger, and did not spare the Egyptians' lives, but handed them over to plagues and sickness. Then he killed the eldest son in each Egyptian family, he who was the beginning of its strength and joy. Or he killed the firstborn in each Egyptian or Mitzrayim family. But he led forth his own people like a flock, guiding them safely through the wilderness. He kept them safe, so they were not afraid. But the sea closed in upon their enemies and overwhelmed them. He brought them to the border of his land of blessing, to this land of hills he made for them. He drove out the nations occupying the land and gave each tribe of Israel its apportioned place as its home. Yet though he did all of this for them, they still rebelled against Yahweh above all Elohim, or gods, and refused to follow his commands. This is Psalm 78, verse 57. And I'm reading from the Living Version. They turned back from entering the promised land and disobeyed as their fathers had. Like a crooked arrow, they missed the target of Yahweh's will. They made him angry by erecting idols and altars to other Elohim. When Yahweh saw their deeds, his wrath was strong, and he despised his people. Then he abandoned his tabernacle at Shiloh, where he had lived among mankind, and followed his ark to be captured, or rather, he allowed his ark to be captured. He surrendered his esteem into enemy hands. He caused his people to be butchered because his anger was intense. Their young men were killed by fire, and their girls died before they were old enough to sing their wedding songs. The priests were slaughtered, and their widows died before they could even begin their lament. Then Yahweh rose up as though awakening from sleep, and like a mighty man aroused by wine, he routed his enemies and drove them back and sent them to eternal shame. But he rejected Joseph's family, the tribe of Ephraim, and chose the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loved. There he built his towering temple, solid and enduring as the heavens and the earth. He chose his servant David, taking him from feeding sheep and from following the ewes with lambs. Yahweh presented David to his people as their shepherd, and he cared for them with a true heart and skillful hands. That was Psalm 78 in the Scriptures. Now we'll hear from the accents.
My breath, my soul.
The Accents from 1956 on the radio. And we'll have a couple of verses from Psalm 103. I bless the separated name of Yahweh with all my heart. Yes, I will bless Yahweh and not forget the powerful things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals me. He ransoms me from hell. He surrounds me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. He gives right ruling to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his will and nature to Moses and the people of Israel. That's Psalm 103 from the Living Scriptures. On a thought for today, check by our website at yahvehyahweh.name. Have a great day.